Back at BMO Field, Riders up 10 going to the second half. Luke, the stat of the half for Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, what do you like?
Well, there's a lot of balance in the Saskatchewan Rough Riders attack right now. 105 on the ground and 141 in the air. That's a key stat, but one of the ones that is outstanding is the penalties. Three Toronto Argonaut penalties for 25. Now, that may not sound like anything earth-shattering, but again, this is a team that's only been penalized 60 times this year, and the penalties right now have led to Saskatchewan points. So it's good to see the Riders converting on very rare discipline errors from the Toronto Argonauts.
Chris Jones has elected to take the wind in the fourth quarter. They'll kick off, and here's the Colin O'Brien man job. Second half kickoff, Brett Lowther kicks it away, and Will Likely takes it for the Argos outside the numbers near side over the Toronto 20. 30 to the 34-yard line. So the return will be about 15 for Will Likely. By the way, Colin O'Brien Manshaw back for another season as the official clothier to the Rough Riders broadcast crew.
Yeah, they got us looking sharp on the road. I got a friend who said, hey, well, aren't you guys on the radio? And I said, well, you know what? To play good, you got to feel good.
And
we're always
good.
Feeling good and looking good in our Colin O'Brien clothes. So big shout-outs to Aaron and the crew.
So the Argonauts will start from their 34 near left hash, down 10 in this game. McLeod Bethel Thompson, veteran quarterback from the gun, hands off inside to James Wilder Jr. He'll carry the pile, Luke, for a first down. Good tough running inside by Wilder out to the 45.
A motivated run, Rod, right up the gut between the tackle and center, or around that tackle and center A gap. And it gets the Argos a first down. Wilder has done a lot of talking over his career, but right now he needs to make a play on the field for the Argos.
From the 45 near left hash, the give is to Wilder again. This time, Mikael Brooks all over it for a loss of a yard at the 44.
Mikael Brooks only has 10 tackles, but he also has two tackles for loss. That's three right there, and this is Mikael Brooks. Being athletic, he swims the center who's trying to block him to his right and ends up tackling Wilder, who we just talked about in the backfield.
Riders go to their second and long defense. Toronto second and 11 from their 44, five wide for McLeod Bethel Thompson. On the passing down, he drops straight back, well protected. Guns a middle, short middle pass to Wilder Jr. He'll leap to the Toronto 53. They're going to be a couple short of the first down, however.
And they're thinking about going for it. Mark Tressman is holding his troops to see what type of measurement they do get. And they will elect to put their goal line offense or big team in. And Saskatchewan counters with Majit, Mikael Brooks, Mac Henry, and Sam Hurl.
So, upon a measurement here, an eye measure for the Canadian Brewhouse, the Argos will go for it on third and a yard. Canadian Brewhouse, your headquarters for week three in the NFL. Get down there tomorrow. Games start at 11. James Franklin off the left side of the center here, and looks like he's got the Toronto first down just crossing the 55. Good decision by Tressman.
Yeah, and he didn't rush it, right? Get the measurement, figure things out, and then get your other young quarterback in to do his job. They've got a first down on the just a yard over the center line.
Yeah, the tail of the football is touching the 55 right between the hash marks. They go to five wide here. Armani Edwards motions to the right side of the formation. McLeod Bethel Thompson, a swing pass to Armani. Wide right side. 50 of Saskatchewan down to the 48. He was a find of the Rough Riders three seasons ago, a receiver in Carolina, a quarterback at Appalachian State. There he picks up six. It's going to be second and four.
Yeah, he's a productive player, and now you see an adjustment from the Argos. They're going straight to their no huddle on this second and four.
From the Rider 48, far right hash. Play fake. Bethel Thompson pumps, now drills it underneath, and this is caught by Levy Newell at the 39 of Saskatchewan, and a third Toronto first down of the series.
Yeah, again, Levy Newell is not known as a guy who catches a lot of passes, but he's been effective today, and they get him coming across the middle. He takes some contact. He gets popped by Creston Butler, secures the football, and keeps this Argo drive going.
Deron Carter out there in the slot to the short left side of the field. First down, Argos, Rider 39. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson, a backside screen, short left side to James Wilder Jr., breaks the first tackle, gets down to the 34-yard line, and it's a 5-yard pickup for the tailback.
Yeah, this really should have been a dead play. Bethel Thompson ignores Carter coming across his face into the flats. Probably should have gone to him. They would have had a better chance, but again, the Riders are all over Wilder on this screen. It's just they can't bring him down, and next thing you know, it's second and five.
From the 34 now, spread offense for McLeod Bethel Thompson, the veteran out of Sacramento State. From the gun, gives to James Wilder Jr. inside, big hole, 20-yard line, chopped down by Cameron Judge, but not before he gets to the 16-yard line, and another Toronto first down.
Well, Wilder's been a huge part of this initial drive in this second half, and the Riders are in a three-man front. They've got a couple guys on the edges of the defense, but that doesn't matter because they're going straight up the gut behind the center.
And they're on the ball in a hurry from the 16-yard line. That gives to James Wilder Jr. and Sammy Guavin, not letting him go anywhere, stops him for a 1-yard gain along the 15-yard line.
The Argos go to the well early. They've been going with this no-huddle look. They're snapping the ball quickly, not allowing the Riders to get comfortable. They're trying to keep them on their heels, but that time they do a good job of roping Wilder in early this time. First time this drive they've tackled him with initial contact.
Cam Judge and Toby Antigua in. Argos second and 9 from the Saskatchewan 15. Five receiver set for McLeod. Bethel Thompson drops the pass, slings it down to the goal line. It's over the head. Well, off the hands, the palms of Armani Edwards. Down inside the 5-yard line. This is going to bring up third down, Toronto.
Yeah, and this is... The Riders have been kind of late a number of times getting into their defensive sets, and Armani Edwards is out to the wide side of the field. Ed Gainey gets there late. They're in man defense. Levi Noel runs the long sort of fade up the numbers. Ed Gainey doesn't bite. He stays with Armani Edwards, but again, this is a ball that McLeod Bethel Thompson needs to place better. Probably could have been completed. Instead, they're kicking a field goal.
22 yards for Medeiros, who's made from 42 and 48 in the game. This to cap the opening series for Toronto, right down the middle from 22 yards for Zach Medeiros. And he splits them, and the Argos have cut into the Rider lead. It's 24-17 Saskatchewan, midway through the third quarter. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at BMO Field in Toronto, Rod and Luke with you in the McDougall Auctioneers broadcast booth. Search it, watch it, bid on it, buy it at McDougallBay.com. And on the McDougall Bay app, our producer is Jake Neufeld. Our engineers are Bob Salisbury and Ryan Mishorek. And here the Riders have a 24-17 lead over the Toronto Argonauts. Saskatchewan will start their opening drive of the second half from their 35-yard line following the Medeiros field goal. We're brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, AGCO, and SaskTel.
24-17. We haven't mentioned the last field goal right before the half ended was really the fault of the refs, in my opinion. I still don't think that was a catch near the sidelines that, Levi Noel made. We saw a number of replays at the half. He was bobbling it the whole way, so the Riders are probably kind of upset that the Argos have an extra three. Either way, time to do some work on O.
Riders come out in five wide, starting far left hash of their 35. Trey Mason is the tailback, and on first down, he'll take the handoff inside to the 37. Just a 2-yard pickup for the rookie out of Auburn and former St. Louis Ram.
Marcus Thigman's going to check in. Other than that big run, the Argos have been playing the run half decent. So the big touchdown run from Thiggy. I think the Riders need to go back to some of these pulls and counters. Get some of these offensive linemen moving and out front blocking guys on the edges and see if you can't get some yardage that way.
Argos chewed 5 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock in their opening series here. Saskatchewan is 2-8, second and 8 from their 37-yard line. Caleros calls his own number, has a lot of room up the middle, 45, 50, go down, Zach. And he hook slides to the 52. It's a 15-yard run by the quarterback and a Famoso first down.
This seemed like a draw call all the way. Thigpen is to Caleros' right at the beginning of this. He goes down as the lead blocker and finds Bear Woods sort of on the edge of the D. Zach Caleros takes his time in there figuring out where to run, and the result is a first down on the left hash of the field.
Famoso First Down, authentic ingredients on a hand-tossed crust. Enjoy with great daily drink specials at either Regina location or two in Saskatoon. Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. First Down Riders from their 52. Zach puts it up downfield. Shaq Evans wide open, makes the catch, 20-yard line, down at the 15. But there's a penalty marker down right near that play.
Well, it'll be holding on the defense, or PI, but this is another double move here from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They get, couldn't see who the defensive back, I think it was Marcus Roberson.
Toronto number 43, the penalties declined. First down, Saskatchewan.
Marcus Roberson's lined up against Shaq Evans, and he just bites on the fake stop, and once Evans gets going in there, he's wide open. And Caleros connects with him before the safety manages to get over there.
First down, Riders, Toronto 15-yard line, far left hash. 4-by-1 set for Caleros. Trey Mason is the back on first down. Caleros drops back left corner with his toss over the head of Marcus Thigpen. Jonathan Dowling, the safety, had the coverage. It's going to be second down.
Well, Figgy's in the game, and you know he's a pass-catching threat, and they get the matchup they want. They got one-on-one, Figgy versus Dowling, and this time, and Dowling plays at half decent. He stays to the inside, and he restricts Thigpen and how much of the field he can use. What happens is it squeezes the space, so there's not much space between Thigpen and the sideline, and Zach Caleros can't get it to him.
Shaq Evans and Naaman Roosevelt to the left. Air Jordan, Kyran Moore, and Devon Bailey to the right. Five wide for the Riders. Second down and 10 from the Toronto 15. Argos bring the blitz. Caleros gets it away. A bullet, and it is knocked down. The target was Bailey at the 10, getting the knockdown. Ronnie Yell, the veteran halfback from San Jose State. And the Riders will have to settle for three.
They've moved Yell into the halfback from his corner position, and Zach Caleros is fortunate that this isn't going the other way. They've got three receivers lined up to this field side, and they run the quick out right in front of Yell, and I think Zach Caleros was expecting him to go with a deep route. Yell stays planted and almost takes the ball right out of the hands of the receiver.
This now a 23-yard field goal attempt to answer the Argos opening series. Lowther made earlier today from 22 yards. Josh Bartel, the holder, gets it down. Lowther from 23 yards out punches it through on the Rough Riders back on the board. They lead 27-17 here. 6:36 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back to Toronto after this timeout on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at BMO Field, Riders back up by 10. We're brought to you by Marcus and New Holland McDougal Auctioneers, Redhead Equipment, Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery, Quality Tire, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, and Young's Equipment. Argos will start from their 35 for their second series.
Yeah, both teams putting together a little bit of a drive, but both teams coming up short at the end, luckily coming out with points through field goal. Obviously, the Argos need more than that, down 10 with 6:36 in this third quarter left to go.
Armani Edwards, S.J. Green, and Rodney Smith go to the wide right side. Five receivers for the Argos who start from their 35-yard line. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson over the middle and nearly picked by Luchez Purifoy. Would have been his second. He drops to the ground and does 10 push-ups. S.J. Green was the target.
S.J. Green, middle of the field, one-on-one with Luchez Purifoy, and Purifoy has this the entire way. Definitely one of the more talented players on the field in that secondary for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He's been a tremendous addition to this Rough Rider defense.
Second and 10 now, Toronto. 4-by-1 set. Daron Carter is on the bench. From their 35, it's a four-man rush. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson sails it into a hole over the middle. It's caught by S.J. Green up at the 51 and a first down.
McLeod, Bethel, Thompson knows where his bread is butter. He's trying to get the wily vet S.J. Green the football. And S.J., this is just an impressive throw by Bethel Thompson in a tight window.
And they're on the ball in a hurry from their 51, just inside the far right hash. Spread offense, and they gives to Levy Noel. Slot back counter around the right end this time. Not a lot of running room. It takes a wall of riders to bring him down on the 53. The gain is just two.
Yeah, that's the second time we've seen an Argonaut receiver get the ball on these end-around looks. This time, Levy Noel can't find any room, and it's because of the pursuit of the defensive line led by Willie Jefferson down to the ball carrier. Great effort exhibited by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders chasing Noel down.
Second and seven, Toronto, their own 53. Riders lead this game by 10. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here comes the blitz. McLeod Bethel Thompson off a deep drop. Oh, a leaping catch made by James Wilder Jr. He's over the Rider 40 down to the 33-yard line. It's a 28-yard pickup.
Yeah, Wilder's going to come out of the backfield, and for some reason, Iguavin just, he's got him one-on-one, but I think Wilder just manages to outrun him down, and he was assisted by S.J. Green, who ran sort of a pick route at about 10 yards for him.
Riders lead by 10. The Argos threatening here with a first down at the Saskatchewan 33. McLeod Bethel Thompson hit as he throws his short middle pass caught by Armani Edwards at the 28, and the gain will be about six.
Rough Riders in zone. McLeod Bethel Thompson makes another good throw. He's made some good throws here in the second half. Charleston Hughes is hitting him again as he throws second and four.
Argos marching, trying to cut into this Rider lead. They go to five wide here on second and four from the Rider 28. That gives to James Wilder Jr. inside, and he'll plow his way down to the 21. And an Argo first down again.
Run pass option, look to the right side, and Bethel Thompson McLeod. McLeod Bethel Thompson, excuse me. The guy's got three last names, and it's confusing which one goes first. Either way, he freezes Willie Jefferson on the edge. Willie gets a little bit too far upfield, and that's what gives Wilder the space for that first down run.
Three and a half to go. Third quarter, clock running. Riders lead by 10. Argos are in the red zone with a first down from the 21. Bethel Thompson's pass underneath, caught by S.J. Green, but for minimal yardage to the 18-yard line. Well, the gain will be four.
Better than nothing for the Argos. Right, second and about, they're going to give them three, I think, Rod. Second and about seven, so they'll check in Declan Cross. Now, obviously, Declan Cross, you got to keep an eye out because he is a pass-catching fullback.
Back split, trips to the wide right side, second and seven from the 18. McLeod Bethel Thompson, a screen pass to Declan Cross. He's down to the 14-yard line, and he's going to be shy of the first by a couple. Trestman comes down to have a look at the sticks, does his own Canadian Brewhouse measurement. What's the call? They're going to kick a three.
Yeah, again, so when we talk about Declan Cross going in the football game, we mentioned that he's a pass-catching fullback. This time they set up a screen on the left side, but Willie Jefferson had sniffed that out early, and he gets some assist from Cam Judge, who probably had Declan Cross in man-on-man coverage. So there was two guys over on Cross when he got the football. Result is field goal attempt for Medeiros.
21-yarder for the sophomore from Western to make it a one-score game. Snaps back, kick on its way from Medeiros, and from 21 yards out, he is good, and the Riders' lead has been cut to 27-20. 2:07 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back to Toronto after this timeout on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at BMO Field as the Riders get set now to come out for just their second possession of this third quarter. The Argos really, Luke, have owned the football. Two long drives. Fortunately for the Riders, just ending in field goals.
Yeah, ball control. They've done a good job, but again, sort of like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, getting down in that red zone, it becomes a different scenario for them, and they're not able to put cross the goal line with the football. Let's see if the Riders can do this with a long drive here.
All the Riders have to show in this third quarter is a 23-yard Brett Lowther field goal. Came after a 3-yard drive of their own. Riders starting from their 35, 3-minute drive of their own. They start from their 35 far left hash, and the give is to Thigpen. Started left, cut it back right. He's into the secondary to the 44-yard line, and it's a 9-yard pickup for Marcus Thigpen.
Well, A, Spencer Moore coming in motion from, goes to the left side, then ends up back on the right, blocking the end guy on the line of scrimmage. It's a good run by Thiggy, but a fantastic secondary block. Josh Stanford, number 87, gets in behind Spencer Moore and picks up the next guy after Spencer Moore throws an initial block, and that's what gives Thigpen a little bit more of an edge. And next thing you know, it's second and nine. Good job by Stanford, who hasn't gotten the football yet.
We've got an injury break on the field. One of the Argos is down for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. We'll be right back to BMO Field after this injury timeout. Riders lead by seven now on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Picking back up with 1:37 left to go here in the third quarter. This game is closer than we'd like. Riders leading by seven. They own the ball right now.
Back and forth here in the third quarter. Field goals, thankfully, not touchdowns, but at the same time, you're right. We talked about it off air. Bit of an eerie feeling going on. There's definitely not a feeling like this game is in control. For the green team.
I'll see if they can put together a drive here starting, well, they're second and one as we pick back up with you from their own 44.
Well, it feels like the first team to make a stop between the 35s is going to be the team that wins the game here. That's the thing. Both teams have had success between the 35s. It's one where they've gotten into the red zones where they faltered.
Nick Marshall is going to quarterback this short yardage situation for Saskatchewan from their own 44. Who's been playing corner all game, and he's got the first down easily out to the 46-yard line.
Got a very good push from that right side of the offensive line. Follows Dan Clark, Darius Bladek, and Thad Coleman to get that first down.
Talked with Candid Frank at halftime about, is the quarterback of the future on the Argos roster right now? He thinks not, Luke. You got Brandon Bridge standing on the sidelines here in his hometown, backing up for the Riders and not seeing the field. He'll be a free agent at season's end. Wonder if he'll be looking to come home. First down Riders from their 46 from their twin tight end set. The gives to Trey Mason. He'll get a couple out to the 48-yard line.
Double tight end look from the Argos, and Trey Mason's fortunate to get 2 yards. They covered the gaps extremely well here, and a lot of credit's got to go to the outside linebacker, number 28. For the Argos, he does not let Trey Mason get to the outside, Akeem Jordan. He keeps him in, and Mason can only go for 3 yards.
Second and seven from the 49. Argos crowding the line of scrimmage. It looks like Zach Caleros changing his play. Five wide for Zach on second and long. Here comes the blitz. He stands back, delivers near flats, and it is intercepted. And it's being returned down the near sidelines. Trumaine Washington all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. We're going to have a tie game.
Yeah, he's looking for the president on the right side. And Naaman Roosevelt, he's running a stop or a comeback route, but he turns to the outside, and I think Zach Caleros was expecting Roosevelt to turn to his inside. We're going to see the replay here. I'll describe it for you. Good protection. But Roosevelt turns to the outside, and yeah, I really think that Claros was expecting him to stop and turn around to his inside, because that's where he throws it, and instead of Roosevelt being there, it's Trumaine Washington, and Rod, you called the rest. Touchdown, Argos.
57-yard pick six for Trumaine Washington, the rookie out of Louisville, and he has had himself a game. That's his second pick.
Well, we talked about the first defense making a stop in the 35s might win this game. It feels like, well, this is awkward because not only did they get a stop, they got a touchdown out of the deal. And now they're kicking the tie of the game. Taking forever here.
Zach Medeiros for the PAT. And he knocks it through. And at the end of three at BMO Field in Toronto, oh boy, we got a tie game going to the fourth. 27-27 on the Quality Tire scoreboard. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Time to stretch in Toronto. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, this game just took a very interesting turn as the team swap ends here for the fourth quarter. The Riders will have the wind at their back in this fourth quarter, and they have been outscored 10-3 in this second half, Luke Mullender. It is 27-27 going to the fourth.
And the longer you let the teams that are struggling in the CFL hang in, the better chances are of you losing. Now, it may sound like a Captain Obvious statement, but when you've got a Mark Trestman coach team and you let them hang in a game, look out.
Argos to kick off here. Kyran Moore and Marcus Thigpen deep for Saskatchewan as Medeiros kicks it away. Kyran Moore just inside his own 10, down the near left seam, slanting off to the wide right side. 30, 35, 40. This is what they needed. Down to the 44-yard line of Saskatchewan. The stop made by the Argos' Justin Herdman, the Canadian linebacker from SFU. That's quick field position there, Luke, starting at the 43.
Well, it's quick field position, but unfortunately, if Kyran Moore goes to the right side of Zach Evans, he probably scores a touchdown. Zach Evans and Spencer Moore don't trip on the grass like they did a couple returns ago, and they clear space for him. He just doesn't take advantage of it. Still, the Riders are starting near midfield.
Last time out, Zach Caleros threw a pick six. Let's see what he can do here, starting from the 43. Far right hash that gives to Trey Mason inside. He's got three to the 47-yard line, second down.
And again, other than that big Thigpen run, the Toronto Argonauts defense has played the run well in spots. So the big Spencer Moore, their lead blocker, is going to check in on this second and seven situation, and I anticipate him adding more blocking surface for Zach Caleros to get more time and maybe pick a right target.
Shaq Evans and Roosevelt to the right. Spencer Moore, Air Jordan, and Kyran Moore to the left. Second and seven Riders from their 47. Another Argo blitz. Calero stands, throws short right side. Roosevelt far sidelines, makes the catch, and he's out of bounds. Argo, 54-yard line, first down.
Back to the president, quick out route at the sticks. He makes the catch. Peculiar formation and play call, though. Why bring Spencer Moore in to run an actual pass route? To me, it just doesn't seem like you're able to create a mismatch with Moore running around. Either way, it works out for the Riders. Moore stays in, and now I'd expect him to get back to his primary role of being a blocker.
From the Argo 54 in this tie game, we're just past a minute into the fourth quarter. Balance set for Zach Caleros. Mason's is back. Halfback blitz. Caleros in trouble. Lobs it wide left flats. Caught by Spencer Moore. He'll get a yard to the 53-yard line. And that's all.
Yeah, Spencer Moore tries to throw an initial block here on the edge. He doesn't get any of the blocking surface on the defender. So the defender gets up in Zach Caleros' face a lot quicker than anticipated, and Moore, who's in the flats, is lucky to get a yard out of that.
The good news is the Riders own the football here. The bad news, it's a big second and long conversion staring them in the face here at the Argo 53 near left hash. They go with this four to the short left side formation here on second down. Caleros drops straight back, steps up in the pocket, now scrambles left. He's got men open, and he can't find him. He's taken out of bounds roughly here on the 52-yard line. It's going to bring up third and eight. They're going to have to punt it away.
You know, you mentioned that he had a couple receivers open. I think the problem was with Caleros running to his left, it would have been an awkward throw, and there was literally one guy that could have gotten a pass. But again, there were so many Argos around there because they were playing man, and with four receivers to the left side, it just convoluted what Zach Caleros was seeing, and I wasn't surprised he kept that ball. Lives another day. It's up to Bartell now to punt for good field position.
27-27 the score, 12:40 to go here in the football game. Jorgen Hoos on it at the Toronto 52. He's the Riders' third down snapper, Saskatoon product. Snap is low, but Bartell gets it away. Outside the numbers, near side, Armonte Edwards inside the 10. Looks upfield, 15, to the 18-yard line. It's the Argos' turn. When we come back, we are 3 minutes into the fourth quarter in a tied football game in Toronto. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. All right, back at BMO Field where this game's tied 27-27. Fourth quarter brought to you by Nutrien, AGCO, Quality Tire, and Seedmaster. The Argonauts, who have been able to put together a handful of long drives in this game, will try and do another as they start from their 19-yard line here, 12-14 to go, fourth quarter.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders defense is going to have to play big here. Again, you get the feeling there's a lot of momentum right now for James Wilder and McLeod Bethel-Thompson.
Five receivers set. The Argos, the give is to Brandon Burks off the left side. He's out to the 24-yard line, 5-yard pickup for the rookie from Troy. Second down.
Good catch, recognizing Wilder's not on the field. Brandon Burks, I mean, he basically runs the same type of play they would have called with Wilder, so that's not Trestman saying, okay, we need to change a pace back. I think he's just giving reps to Wilder to get his rest.
On second down now from the 24, McLeod Bethel-Thompson will go to the air. Pass over the middle is caught out at the 38-yard line for a first down. This is S.J. Green, his trusty safety net.
Yeah, two initial reads here. The first was Books coming out of the flats. Charleston Hughes grabs his arm on the way, so it slowed up Brooks. McLeod Bethel-Thompson graduates his eyes to his second read, which is S.J. Green running a comeback route.
First down, Toronto. Their own 38 near right hash. Three receivers to the short right side. One wide left. Burks is the back, and he'll take the handoff. But Kurt Majid in on the stop right along the line of scrimmage. And is it Mac Henry, too? It's going to be second and long.
They ran Deron Carter from the slot to the left side into the huddle and tried to fake like they were going to give it to him on an end around. Nobody wearing a white uniform bit on it, and Burks ran into a wall led by McKenna Henry.
It'll be second and nine from the 40 for Toronto, so a huge defensive stop needed here for the Saskatchewan D. Two back set for the Argos. Riders blitz. Deep drop by McLeod Bethel-Thompson. His wide left side pass is caught by the tailback, but for a loss of a yard, Luke, and it's bringing up third and 10.
Yeah, the Rider secondary did a great job manning up, and the only person that has a chance to make a play on the football is the running back, Burks. He makes the play, but Sammy Guavin's out there hunting and gets him for no gain. Argos turn to punt.
And two returners deep for the Riders, Kyran Moore and Shaq Evans. Here's the Riders are going to get the ball back with 10 minutes to go. It'll be Kyran Moore inside his 30, outside the numbers, far side. Up the 35, the 40 goes Tiny Moore to the 42-yard line. And now the Riders take to the field in this tie game with 9:39 to go. We'll be right back to BMO after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. All right, it's getting down to gut check time. 9:39 left in a tied football game. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders will start from their 42-yard line. We're brought to you by Ebrass and Sons, Sask Lotteries, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, and Young's Equipment.
And there's probably a feeling of real momentum if you're playing on that double blue defense right now. They've managed to stop the run here in the second half. The Riders haven't managed to get anything going in the air. They're probably feeling pretty good about themselves. See what the green and white can do.
Here they come. Dan Clark comes over the ball. Far right hash of the Rider 42. Empty set, six wide for Zach Caleros. On first down, they go with stop motion. The Argos don't jump. Trey Mason in the slot to the left side. Out of the six-pack, Caleros drops straight back, looks downfield, airs it out for Shaq Evans, and he leaps and can't haul it in at the Argo 35-yard line.
Well, again, Zach Evans controls the safety. Jonathan Dowling with his eyes. He's looking right down the middle. This is a deep ball. They're running two seams up the hash to the left side, the numbers in the middle of the field, but because Caleros holds Dowling with his eyes, it's a one-on-one situation that Shaq Evans can't win, unfortunately, for the Riders.
Boy, playing with fire here, I think. Now second and 10, which puts the offense in a bind. Three down linemen for the Argos. Riders come from their 42, and they're offside. Calero steps up and takes off, and he'll get to the 48. The 47, 48-yard lines. Third and 6, pending the penalty flag here.
This will be an offside call.
Saskatchewan, number 85. The penalty's declined. Third down.
Could have been on a couple Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They'll be punting after the third down. You know, we talked about the fact that, hey, it's an opportunity because of the way the Argos are unable to rush the quarterback. Well, guess what? It looked like a different D-line. They're getting some pressure on Zach Caleros, and he's having to run around out there. It's a very uneasy feeling out here.
2-0 at an inopportune time for the Green as they're about to get the ball up. 8:40 to go. And Bartel keeps it, now throws a pass, and is caught for the first down. Is that Jeter? It is. Inside the 45, down to the 31 of the Argos. What a great time for a fake and a famoso first down.
Yeah, Josh Bartel, I think, wants to run with this the entire way. But it's defended by the Argos a little bit.
Oh, now a penalty marker.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to say. It's defended, but Bartel might have gone over the line of scrimmage. Mark Trestman certainly thinks so.
This will go to a command center review for sure for Nelson Motors and Equipment in Avonlea. Radville, Estevan, Redverse, and Oxbow. Call today, 868-5000. Here's the call from Dave Foxcroft.
Receiver, number 91, Saskatchewan. It's a 10-yard penalty. Repeat, third down.
Yeah, you can't throw to just anybody, can you?
Yeah, we got to see where number 91 in this situation, Jeter, lines up. And if he lines up, yeah, he's right here. He's lined up as one of the tackles. And unfortunately, when Bartel takes off, it becomes like an offensive play. Can't throw to your right tackle.
Well, it looks like he was not aware of that, Luke, as he was calling for the pass.
Well, it goes to my point I made very early on in the first quarter. If you're going to do one of those plays, just don't have a guy who's not used to throwing the football do it. Have him run. Get a better opportunity just running them instead of having him asked to make a throw.
Now, they need a good punt out of Josh Bartel. The line of scrimmage is the Rider 37-yard line. 8:10 to go. Clock's draining as Bartel punts it away. It's a high, deep, perfect spiral. At the 30 of the Argos, it's Will Likely straight ahead to the 37 near the 38-yard line. Argo ball in a tie game when we come back. 8 minutes are left. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Have yet to hear an attendance count here at BMO Field, but they're having a blast in the stands here in this tie
game.
Shout
out to the Argos game day ops, Rod. It's lit in here. I'll tell you what, the people that are in this building are really having a good time. You're exactly right. They're doing a great job of engaging the fans that have came out today. And that's what you really want to see. It's not about, you make all the issue you want of the people that aren't here, but man, the people who are here are really enjoying themselves.
This fourth quarter is brought to you by AGCO, Sunbelt Rentals, and A&W. And we've played all this way, down to 8 minutes to go, and nothing's been decided. It's 27-27. And now the Argos offense back out there after their D forced a 2-and-out. The Argos will be starting from their 37-yard line. Argos 3-and-8 on the year, 3-and-3 at home. Riders coming in with a road record of 3-and-2.
Yeah, and in big danger of having that be 3-and-3 at the end of the day here if something doesn't turn around.
Balance set for McLeod, Bethel, Thompson, and two backs. They start from their 37. He drops back, slings it underneath, and James Wilder makes the catch up at the 44-yard line. And for the Argos, that'll be a gain of about 6.
Four-man pass rush. They're running the game with Charleston Hughes. He goes from his left side and goes all the way around into the middle, but it just takes too long for him to get there, and it allows McLeod Bethel Thompson the time to find an open receiver.
Spotted at the 45-yard line. It's a 7-yard pickup for the Argos. On second and short, they gives to Wilder, and he slipped coming out of the backfield. And he goes down on the 47. He'll be a yard shy of the first. And it's third down.
Yeah, and he slipped. He tripped on.
Oh, they gave him the first down.
He tripped on McLeod Bethel Thompson. The reason why they probably gave him the first down is because the player that took him down was his own player, not one of the Rider players. Or no, he trips on, Sean McEwen, the center, who was getting pushed back.
Well, a key first down for Toronto here. 6:40 left in a tie game from their 48. That gives to Wilder off the right edge this time. Cuts it up, and he's down on the 55. But that is a 7-yard gain for Wilder. Cresden Butler up to make the tackle.
Yeah, one of the things that the Argos are doing, they put four men to the wide right side of the field and one to the left. And one to the right, and it takes away the defenders. And then they hand off Wilder to where there are no defenders, which was on the right side, and he manages to get the edge. And next thing you know, it's second and three.
6 minutes to go. Argos second and three from the midfield line. They'll go to the air. Wide left flats. Wilder the catch. Sam Hurl trying to bring him down with help of Ganey. He will, but not before he gets all the way down to the 37. And they're in field goal range now, the 36.
In a game of mismatches, this is a very good recognition on Bethel Thompson. On behalf of Bethel Thompson. They finally get Wilder in the flats against Sam Hurl, a slower linebacker. Wilder pulls away from him, creates separation, and you got a first down. That's just good matchup. Good way to cause a mismatch there by the Toronto Argos.
Well, you talk about momentum. I don't know where it changed. Maybe halftime, but the Argos are in control now. They're at the Rider 37. They're in control of the clock and the game. Play fake. Bethel Thompson rolls right. Hit as he throws incomplete in the right flats. Armani Edwards was the target. Charleston Hughes with the hard lick on the cue.
Charleston Hughes hasn't fallen for one run-pass option this entire game. And here he makes sure that they do not hand it off to Wilder moving to his left. And he plants his back foot, explodes upfield to find Bethel Thompson making a throw. And, yeah, again, Thompson's really tired of seeing Charleston Hughes.
Second and 10, Toronto. Rider 36, far left hash. Again, two packs for McLeod Bethel Thompson. He throws short left side to the 30. Just inbounds far sidelines. Catch made by Rodney Smith at the 29, and the gain will be 7, nearly 8. It's third down.
Time just ticking away on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here. Third down, they'll kick a field goal. Again, more success between the 35s. But no finish. And in a game that's become a matchup of kickers with 4:29 left, you get the feeling that the last kick of the game might win it, Rod.
36-yard field goal to give the Argos their first lead of the game. McLeod Bethel Thompson to hold. From 36 yards out from the far left hash. Snaps back, he gets it down. Medeiros gets it off. Plenty of distance, but he's wide to the left. It'll go out the back of the end zone for one. A missed field goal single, and with 4:07 to go, the Riders trail by one. They're about to get the ball back.
And Mark Tressman is not happy. Still, the Argos will have a one-point lead. Just, Medeiros does his best impression of a Minnesota Vikings kicker.
Or a Browns kicker.
Or a Browns kicker, for that matter. You're right, Rod. And big opportunity here for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Oh, is it ever.
Because now if you kick a field goal, you're up two. But more importantly, you got to take a chunk of clock off here.
So here they come. Riders start near left hash at their 35. Shaq Evans, the lone receiver to the short left side. Four pack to the wide right side for Zach Caleros. From the 35, three-step drop. He pumps, looks downfield. Oh, man. And Shaq Evans had it sail through his hands at the 35, and he's come up clutching his left ankle. He jumps up, but I think he's going to require attention.
Another one-on-one jump ball. Zach Caleros throws the rock. He's pressured, and he finds some space to move. And right when it looks like he's about to take off the middle, he throws a wobbler up in the air to Shaq Evans to go and get. And for the second time in a row, Evans can't win the jump ball situation. Argos secondary playing good D, second and 10.
Thigpen, the lone back, five receivers for Zach Caleros. Second and 10, Riders from their own 35. Caleros drops straight back again. Over the middle, Naaman Roosevelt, the catch at the 50, and the Argos gets back up. He's down on the 48-yard line. They convert with a Famoso first down at a very opportune time.
And, you know, this isn't number 43's fault, but he manages to make contact with Naaman Roosevelt's crown of the helmet. Thankfully, Roosevelt got up slowly, but he got up.
A Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Every pizza hand-tossed by our pizzaiolos. Dine in or get delivery with Skip the Dishes. Two locations in both Regina and Saskatoon. Join us for our Monday night watch party this Monday at Famoso downtown Regina. First down Saskatchewan, Argo 49. Caleros drops, looks over the middle. Pumps, caught by Air. Oh, dropped by Air Jordan at the 20 of the Argos. He had it, and he dropped it. Second down. We've hit the Jiffy Lube. 2-minute warning, 2:35 left. This game's ending is in doubt. We'll be back with the finale after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. All right, back to BMO Field, 2:35 to go. They just announced the attendance here tonight. 14,479, believed to be the second largest attendance of the season here for an Argos home game.
Yeah, and they've seen a good game. A back and forth battle here in the second half, and really just some anxious times here in Rider Nation with time ticking down in this game.
Riders down a point. They are second and 10 at the Toronto 49. Man, how things would have changed if Jordan Williams-Lambert, who's got two touchdowns today, could have held on to that pass at the Argo 20. But here they are, second and 10, Argo 49 near left hash. Four pack to the wide right side. Shaq Evans isolated to the left. Big pins the back on second and 10. Caleros drops, now scrambles right, throws underneath, caught by Devon Bailey, and he's got the first down to the 36 of the Argos.
Great job here by Zach Caleros. The Argos don't get pressure, but what he does is he rolls out of the pocket to buy himself some more time to his right. And what that does is it allows Devon Bailey to create some separation on the dig or the out route he's running at the first down marker, and the Riders move the sticks.
Now the time is on their side. 2:02 to go and counting down. First down, Argo 36, far right hash. One back set, and the give will be to Marcus Thigpen. Shed the first tackle, bouncing it outside right, and Figgy is wrestled down for a loss at the 39, which doesn't help matters. It's going to be second and about, no, they're going to call him down at the 37. Second and 11.
I think he's got the ability to be so electric, but here he just tries to do too much, trying to make a play and bounces to the outside. You would have rather him just put his head down and run for some tough yards there. Fortunately, they come out and with the football.
That clock's running, 136, 135, 134. Second and 11 from the Argo 37, far right hash this time. Four receivers left, one right. Caleros from the gun, takes the snap, drops back, pumps the screen, rolls right and grounds it far sidelines. Argos want a penalty. They won't get it.
They will get it.
Did they get it?
They throw the flag, but they...
Late. And Zach's pointing, saying he had a receiver in the vicinity, which he really didn't.
There was not one in sight. Well, here's the reason why there wasn't a receiver, Rod, because whoever that linebacker was coming down from their spot took away the screen that they were trying to throw to Trey Mason. And then Zach, his momentum was carrying him. Zach took himself out of the vicinity of any other receivers. And now the Riders are punting.
Oh, my goodness. No, they're not. It's a 56-yard field goal attempt for Brett Lowther.
Well, they've got the wind to their back, and he's made these kicks before.
This is his longest of the year. Tied for his longest of the year. Holy smoke-a-doodles. 56 yards from the right hash. Josh Bartel to give the Riders the lead. He gets it down. Lowther gets it off. Does he have the distance?
Yep.
He's good!
Buckets.
Ah, yeah!
56.
Lowther! And the Riders lead by two with 1:14 left. Sorry for punching you so hard.
No, you're all right. So now.
This kid.
I'm telling you, this seems eerily similar to the Eastern Final. The Riders making a play when they needed to with very little time left, but the Argos getting the ball. And they're down two with 1:14 left. And for Mark Trestman coach team, that's like 8 minutes on the clock. So here's the deal, though. The one thing that's not eerily similar to the Eastern Final is the fact that they do not have Ricky Ray throwing the football in the double blue.
That was the dagger for the Riders last year, you're right. In this very venue with a trip to the Grey Cup on the line. Why does this feel
time for some redemption.
Yeah. Allow there to kick off here with 1:14 to go. You're right, that is a lot of time for some teams.
And all they need is a field goal. A field goal wins the game for them with the time running out, right? That's what's crucial about this, is the Riders are only up 2 points.
Will Likely and Brandon Burks are deep for the Argos to our left. Argos in blue, Riders in white. The game is on the line. Lowther kicks off. Likely, far side of the field, Argos 10. 15, 20, off to his right, 25. Sam Hurl can't bring him down. Likely over the 35 to the 37-yard line of Toronto with 1:06 to go.
Thank God for Brian Jones and Alexander Gagne. Otherwise, Will Likely is likely in the end zone. Good, strong finish to the tackle by both of those guys. And now the Saskatchewan defense in a situation they're okay with. Clock winding down and their ability to win the game for their team.
1:06 left. Argos start from their 38-yard line. Five wide. Here comes the heavy blitz. McLeod Bethel Thompson's pass and a slant to the right is caught by Levy Newell, and he should have the first down up to the 48-yard line. They brought the house and they burned him.
Bethel Thompson's made a couple unfortunate misses, but he's been bang on when they needed to him in the second half.
That took 4 seconds. The clock's running now. A minute to go. Riders up two. First down Toronto, their own 48. Riders blitz again. McLeod Bethel Thompson wide left flats this time. Caught up at the 54 at Toronto by SJ Green. Yeah. That gain is 6.
Why am I not surprised? Looking for 19. He's covered. This is great defense by the Riders, but SJ Green is SJ Green, and he's going to make a play on the football.
I don't know how many more yards they need for Medeiros.
You'd imagine they got to get to at least the 41, yeah?
40 seconds are left. Second and 4, Toronto, their own 54. Bethel Thompson's burning time. What's up? Five wide for him. On second down, he'll go to the air again. Far sidelines, incomplete. On a flag, he was looking for 82, Malcolm Williams, third down.
Yeah, Malcolm Williams was running an out route at the sticks. And so here's the thing. Bethel Thompson's got to realize you don't need to get in field goal range here. You just need a first down. Right? That's the Argos' point of emphasis here.
28 seconds are left. Riders up two. The Argos are third and 4, their own 54. Riders bring the blitz on a slant right. Armani Edwards, the catch to the 44 of the Riders. 23 seconds to go, and it's a first down.
One-on-one, quick slant. Ed Gainey's outside leverage, and Armani Edwards makes a crucial catch. This is a great thrown ball by Bethel Thompson.
From the Rider 43, here comes the house blitz again, and this pass is incomplete in the right flats for Armani Edwards. It was knocked away by Ed Gainey. 15 seconds are left, second and 10.
Coach Trestman's going to try to get the ball close to the sidelines on this second and 10. Otherwise, they're going to have to go for the longest field goal in the world with the wind in their faces. Wow. I love it.
Pins and needles time at BMO Field. Clock stop, 15 seconds are left. The Argonauts down two, are second and 10 at the Rider 44. Another heavy blitz. McLeod Thompson up the middle over the head of S.J. Green.
And he had him.
He did.
The Riders let S.J. Green go running a post, And SJ was wide open, and for the first time in what seems like all quarter, McLeod Bethel Thompson makes a bad throw. He puts far too much air under it, and otherwise, Rod, the Riders lose this game. Otherwise, SJ Green is in the end zone. That's how wide open he was. Medeiros now.
What do we got?
51 into the wind for the game.
The sophomore on a Western. You think he's ever attempted a bigger kick than this? I don't.
I think
51 yards down the middle. Bethel Thompson, the holder, gets it down. The kick is up. It's hooking. It's wide to the left. Kyren Moore concedes one. 2 seconds are left on the clock. He missed it. And the Riders are up 30-29 with 2 seconds to go.
Hit the Gardner Express, everybody. This game's a wrap. Riders steal one in Toronto.
I want to say this is the funnest game of the year, but there have been other fun ones. The Banjo Bowl comes to mind. As far as a pure heart stopper, it's this one tonight in Toronto.
Well, we got the best job in the CFL, partner, and you know, some of these games are well worth the sacrifice it takes leaving your family behind for these players on the field and for, you know, everybody else involved in the organization. Just a big team win here. And huge because Edmonton dropped one against Ottawa today.
So the Riders, after the missed field goal, take over on their own 44-yard line. One more snap of the football. Zach Caleros in the victory formation takes a knee, and that's it. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are back on track. They're 8-5. After a 30-29 win in Toronto tonight. That's your final on the Quality Tire scoreboard. The fifth quarter is coming up next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.